You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Found me where I was, reached down and picked me up to rescue me with love. So I call you faithful, grateful for your great love, and I can't thank you enough. When I think about all you've done,
Is there anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done? Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
Minutes after the hour. Very pleasant good morning to you. It's right after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And that's the sounds of G4 going down memory lane, Brother George Dean and G4 right here from the NFI studios. We've got more just like that coming your way all the way up to 2 o'clock today, and I'm going to be right here with you playing some of the old, the new, all just for you. And again, I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's always my pleasure to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank many of you around the world for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com. And on Facebook, NFI Radio Gospel Network. Let's get back with more gospel music.
Jesus is on his way back.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
22 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here's the sounds of Brother Travis Green here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Decatur, Georgia.
More than that. catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up. I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
25 minutes before 12 noon. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studio. God bless you, brothers and sisters.
And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of rules. I can see the obvious rules. There's no residue. I'm close enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new step.
just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. I'm not afraid to die. God said he was gonna meet me, oh yeah, somewhere beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know, hey, a change gon' come. Y'all gotta help me say, oh, yes it will. One more verse right here. Every time I'm looking for sunshine, I can't get nothing but rain. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change don't come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Thank you, Lord. I said, brother, help me please. Oh, Lord. But he wind up knocking me.
put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught a lion and a cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, yes I do, y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it. I'm starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up, yes I do, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church, I'm gonna walk right through the door.
God bless you.
4 minutes before the top of the hour of 12 noon, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the word of God. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure as we come forth playing the very best in gospel music on this beautiful day. You know, today is a day that you can take time out to pray for someone that needs prayer. And you can also go by and visit them. Isn't it a time now that there are people in need, in situation that are homeless, never experienced it in their life, but in this day and time, things have changed. No more manufacturing companies. And people are in need of different things in their life. And many of us are in a place where we can go to the stores and purchase what we want. Then when we get it, we don't even use it. Have you ever experienced that before? You have it hanging up in your closet, or you put it in your home, and you haven't even opened the box, and it's been sitting there for several months, and you don't really need it. But wouldn't it be wonderful that that person that needs something, whether it's food or clothing, or maybe they need a place to stay or live, and you're in a 5- and 6-, 7-bedroom home, and you're living by yourself, and you haven't even thought about, well, it would be nice if I would be able to just allow someone else to move in with me and be a blessing to them. Plenty of food, and you constantly take time and travel, and you're retired. Don't have any grandchildren, no children. And some of you have children, and they are in good positions and where they're not lacking anything. But sometimes we just don't take time out to reach out to someone else. Regardless of their creed or color, Jesus created us all in his own image. Jesus has no respect of a person regardless of creed or color. He loves us all. And wouldn't it be wonderful just on today for you to take time out to go visit someone in the hospital, go visit someone in the rest home, go visit someone that you know that's in your community that need just to hear a word of encouragement from you. That's a beautiful thing for you to take time out to do that. And you can do that by just walking out in Jesus' name and saying, I'm going to bless somebody today. Let's get back with more music. Here's the sound of Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC.
Down. Waiting, waiting for you to come.
For you to see about.
8 minutes after 12 noon, that's the sounds of Bishop Durrell McFadden as we continue with more gospel music. Here's the sounds of Joshua Rogers.
Mm-hmm. It's been quite a year. A test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. 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 Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you.
Minutes after 12 noon, as we give God all the praise through songs and the word of God again, our website, nfiradio.com. Now, we have a 24-hour hotline where you can call in for prayer. Many of you are fighting different addictions, such as drug addiction, alcohol, and you want someone to talk to that you can pray with and touch and agree and believe that you can come out of that. You can call our 24-hour hotline, 984-733-3977.
When life's birds get you down, and no one understands. And your prince becomes you. Just be patient and hold on for deliverance. waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in. I'm a walk class winding road.
Oh, yeah.
Charger is it slow.
Oh, yeah.
Travel book night and day.
Oh, yeah.
So tired, I could hardly pray.
Yeah.
She's my light, my guide.
Oh, yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking, I'm knocking into heaven with pride.
Oh,
get home now.
Get home now, just walk on in.
The door.
Hold the door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I'll have no need to fear.
Oh yeah.
He's ever near.
Oh yeah.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh yeah.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
Nothing for me to say.
Oh yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Just walk on in.
25 minutes after the hour, 12 noon. That's the sound of the Staple Singer. Here's the Jackson Southerners right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Okay.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Praise the Lord, everybody. My name is Monica, a servant and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Tap Into Power Ministries, Above Affections Ministries. I give honor to my Lord and Savior. I give honor to my husband, LaMotta McCullers. I give honor to Pastor Kearney for giving us the opportunity to pray unto the masses. I pray that the prayer that I pray, that God will hear and answer. A matter of fact, he says, before you ask, I have already answered. And when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. So I'm going to go right into the word of God for a few minutes. I'll be coming out of 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 7. And it reads, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. No one who is born of God will continue. That's the word, continue. No one that is born of God will continue, hallelujah, to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. And the reason why we cannot continue sinning is because God's seed is in us. When we are born of God, because his seed is in us. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God. So any person, anybody that you know, so many people are now calling themselves Christians. So many people now are calling themselves sons and daughters of God. But the Bible said this is how you know who belongs to Satan and who belongs to God. So the Bible said those who belong to Satan continues to sin. Those who belong to God, it says, anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Anybody who does not do what is right or anybody who does not love their brother is not a child of God. So my title for today is Jesus said that he came to destroy the works of the devil. Every one of us, every child of God, hallelujah, God has given us purpose. God has given us an assignment. Jesus' assignment was to destroy the works of the devil, hallelujah. And because we belong to God Almighty, the Bible tells us, let our light so shine, hallelujah, before a dying world. For the Bible says in Isaiah that this world is full of darkness and gross darkness is upon the people. Glory to God. I've heard so many people say that I am a child of God. But if you go in the book of John, hallelujah, I believe it's the 8th chapter, verse 44. These were religious people. You know, the ones that look good on the outside. You know, the ones that dress good on the outside. Oh, my God, Jesus would call the religious people hypocrites. He would call the religious, you brutal. A snake, hallelujah, you vipers. You see, it was the religious people that Jesus had problems with, because it was the religious people always trying to find a fault in Jesus. They was always trying to find a way to trip him up. You know, these people, glory to God, are the ones that are not your brothers and your sisters. They may look good on the outside, but they have no love for the brethren, and they have no love for the sisters, hallelujah. They're always trying to find a fault. In this case, they were trying to find a fault in Jesus, glory to God. For Jesus proclaimed that he was the Son of God, and the religious leaders did not believe him. They began to say that they were descendants, hallelujah, that they were children from Father Abraham. And Jesus said to them, you, glory to God, are not children of Abraham, hallelujah. Now, he says, ever since I've been here, you have sought to destroy me, oh God, but you are of your father, the devil. My God, Jesus says to the religious people, you know, it was the religious people that hung him that says, crucify him, they look good on the outside, but he said, you're a white stone, glory to God, looking good on the outside, but you're like dead men's bones. So if you look at a grave now and you see the tombs that look good on the outside, but up under those tombs are dead men's bones. So this is what Jesus would say, and he would call the religious leaders, hallelujah. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. You know, any dark thing, hallelujah, anything that is not of God, Jesus came to destroy it. He came to destroy sin. He came to destroy, glory to God, those abusers, hallelujah. He come to destroy, glory to God, Satan that plays in your mind and tries to deceive you. He come to destroy Satan, hallelujah. You know, Satan tries to get you to change your mind. Satan tries to get the believer to doubt God. Satan tries to get the believer to doubt his word, hallelujah. But Jesus said, he came to destroy that spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he came to destroy Satan, that will try to plant doubt in the minds and heart of the brothers and sisters. You know, Satan has blinded the world. Hallelujah. They have blinders on their eyes. That's why they cannot receive the word. Or that's why they cannot receive Jesus. Because Satan has blinded them. But Jesus said, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, glory to God. Jesus came to shine light, glory to God, to the unbeliever, hallelujah. Jesus came to take the scales off the unbeliever's eyes. Oh, glory to God. Oh, for Saul was on his way to the road of Damascus, and he was out to go and destroy, hallelujah, God's people. But on his way, Jesus, hallelujah, showed up in a bright light, glory to God, and knocked Saul of his beast. Glory to God. And Saul, hallelujah, when Jesus spoke to Saul, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And at that moment, Saul says, who are you? You are Lord? Jesus says, yes, I'm the one that you are persecuting. Jesus said, I come to destroy the works of the darkness and the work of Satan. And at that moment, glory to God, oh, Jesus blinded Saul. And matter of fact, he changed his name from Saul to Paul. And so, glory to God, he made and gave him an assignment to go and see an apostle, Ananias. And Ananias will lay hands on you, and you will receive your sight. Oh, Jesus said, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. And so now, hallelujah, Saul went from Saul to Paul. He's a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Now he's running for his life. Glory to God. Now he's, hallelujah, now an apostle, telling other good news of Jesus. Oh, God is saying to you today, I come to destroy the works of the devil. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, hallelujah, the work of the devil, God, I thank you, Jesus, you will destroy him. I thank you, God, hallelujah, those who's going through hard times in their life, and Satan, hallelujah, have them bound, and oh, Satan has shackles in on their feet, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, you come to destroy the work of the devil. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God, those that have mental issues, you know, Satan have their mind bound. I thank you, God, for destroying, glory to God, the work of the devil in their mind. Oh, God, I ask you, hallelujah, to hear our prayer all over the world. Those that are in agreement with me, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are hearing the cries of the people. Today, God, you are destroying the work of the devil. Oh, God, I just want to thank him. Lord, I just want to thank him. Somebody has been kidnapped. And I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that Jesus some way, somehow, that you would destroy the work of the devil. Oh, Lord, and set that person free, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank him. Jesus, you came, hallelujah, to destroy the work of the devil. Oh, God, somebody's body, hallelujah, is wrapped with pain. It's full of pain. Hallelujah. Oh, some way, somehow. Oh, Satan, glory to God, have put sickness on them. But, oh, Lord, you come to destroy the work of the devil. Lord, I'm asking you to touch person's body. God, remove all the pain. Because, oh, God, you are almighty God. Father, you are all-powerful God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You told us to look up to the hills was coming our help, and our help comes from the Lord. Oh, Lord, we can look up to the cross. We can look up and live because you came to destroy the work of the devil. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank him. But, God, I pray, God, that you will see that one. You know Satan is plotting a plan, hallelujah, hallelujah, against our children, against our families. My God, Father, you never sleep nor slumber. Lord, you see it all. God, when we don't see it, because, hallelujah, we just miss it. But, Father, you never miss nothing. Glory to God, nothing goes by you that you don't know about. So, Father, I'm asking you to have mercy and destroy the works of the devil, glory to God, in our children's mind. Hallelujah. God, I pray, God, that you make ways out of no way, that you will make a way of escape, Lord, for our children. You know, Lord, temptation, hallelujah, is very strong, Father God, among our children, among the youth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you for grace and mercy on the behalf of our wayward children. Oh, God, oh, God, some of our children, the way they know, but Satan have enticed them into thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. He come with many devices, but, oh, Jesus, you come to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I'm asking you to take the blinders off our children's eyes. You know the way with children. Oh, God, hallelujah. They have left the house, hallelujah, and gone astray. But, oh, Father, I pray that you will bring our children back to the fold in the precious name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you that you came to destroy the works of the devil. Father, I pray, God, that you, God, would deliver that person that has a lion tongue. Oh, God, for it came from Satan. For you said that Satan is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's the father of lies. Oh, God, somebody, glory to God, liars uncontrollably because Satan, glory to God, has put a lion spirit in him. But oh God, I pray that you would destroy the works of the devil, destroy that lion spirit, because God, you said in your word, glory to God, no liar shall tarry in your sight. Oh Lord, the first moment we realize we have lied, Lord, I pray, glory to God, we will repent, Lord, and deliver us, Lord, from a lying spirit. You came, Jesus, to destroy the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I come against, Lord, seducing spirits. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, seducing spirits that Satan sends out in the name of Jesus and try to seduce us all, believers and unbelievers. But Jesus, you said that you came to destroy the works of the devil. And so, God, we thank you for destroying seducing spirits. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver us from our own self. Oh, God, hallelujah. When we would do good, the things that we said we won't do, Father, we end up doing. Oh, Lord, glory to God, is the sin within us, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Father, deliver us, hallelujah, from our own self. In the name of Jesus, Lord, destroy the works of the devil. Any evil seed the devil have planted in our hearts, in our minds, in the name of Jesus, that we don't even know about. He have all kinds of cunning ways to plant his seed in us. But, oh, Lord, you came to destroy the works of the devil. Lord, destroy, God, every wicked and evil unclean seed that some way, somehow, glory to God, Satan have planted into us. It's so many ways that he sneaks in and plants seeds in us. What about the things we hear? What about the things we look at? What about the conversations, hallelujah, that we have? Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Lord. Cleanse us up, Lord. Clean us up, Father God, from the glorify, from the seeds that Satan, glory to God, sneaks in, hallelujah, and try to plant into our heart. You came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, help us to recognize. Help us to see, hallelujah, when the devil is trying to sneak in. Help us to know, hallelujah, not to play with Satan. He is nothing to be played with. But also, God, help us to realize you have given us authority to put him under our feet. But, oh, God, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. You never leave us nor forsake us, because you said you came to destroy the work of the devil. Father, oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we all have battles and weaknesses. Hallelujah. Sometimes, God, have strongholds that we just cannot seem to let go. We can't seem to break free, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear our cry on today. Destroy, God, those strongholds, hallelujah, that's got a hold of us. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, somebody is crying out to you today. They're crying out to you right now, this moment, asking you, Lord, to destroy that stronghold, that Satan, glory to God, has them bound with every unclean spirit. You know, Father God, glory to God, unclean devils, destroyed, God, in our life, Lord. Oh, Lord, some strongholds are too strong for us, but you are mighty, God. With you, Lord, all things are possible. If we only believe, all kind of additions out there, God. We have all kind of additions, whatever the additions are, Lord, that people are dealing with, Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, they know what they are. I pray that the listeners will call it out to the Lord Jesus. I don't have to call it out to Yeshua. You call it out in the name of Jesus. Call it out to the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I pray, the Lord, you will go and destroy the works of the devil. This is my prayer. I pray, hallelujah, all day long that we would give our shortcomings, our struggles, our battles to the Lord Jesus and ask the Lord, hallelujah, to destroy the works of the devil. May God bless you.
You know what you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful and I'm thankful. For I know my thank you goes a long way. I'll say, Ki alewu, hakesa ho, obrigado. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoring, for repairing, for redeeming, for healing, for seeing me through, for healing my wounds, for healing my depression, for opening doors. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this moment. So many could have loved to be here tonight.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I am grateful. I am grateful to see another day, to have the activities of my limbs, to be able to look out the window and just observe the beauty of Mother Nature. We are in a time now that everybody ought to be just reaching out before the Lord and just emptying out, crying out before God, telling them thank you, because we should be grateful to be alive. Look, you I just finished listening, going into prayer. Our, one of our intercessor prayer warriors on today, Apostle Monica. She's right here every Wednesday at 12:30. So those of you, if you enjoyed the prayer on today, she will be back next Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. for the power of prayer. Now, on tomorrow, we have another prayer warrior, another one of our NFI prayer warriors will be coming forth on tomorrow at 12:30. And she is a powerful woman of God. And many of you know her in North Carolina. I'm speaking of it's Reverend Francis. And Reverend Francis will be with us tomorrow. Now, those of you, you want to hear another prayer warrior pray on tomorrow, you want to tune in tomorrow as well. Now, we have four different prayer warriors that come forth each day. And on Mondays, you can tune in to our other prayer warrior and tune in to her as well, Apostle Phyllis. Apostle Phyllis on Mondays, and on Tuesday, it's Apostle May, Apostle May on Tuesday. So we have four powerful women of God. We are so grateful for them, for the NFI Radio Gospel Network, praying and interceding for you and this nation and the people around the world. And, you know, if it's one thing that all of us can do is take time out to pray, to tell God thank you. We need prayer on today because, you know, Satan is busy and seeking whom he may devour. And he's trying to do everything to take our young youth away out of this world, coming in so many different forms, shapes, and fashions, even from pills to drugs, even from drugs to guns, even from guns to rape, even from rape to death. And we are binding and decreeing every ungodly spirit that the enemy tries to come and sift our youth away from this society. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. If you are a prayer warrior, you know how to get that prayer through today. Whatever the enemy said that was going to happen for you today, we rebuke that right now and send it back to the pits from where it came from. We speak life to the people that's listening on today. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. There shouldn't be no one trouble today. If you're going to be anything today, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Look, I thank God for all of you. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be right here all day today up to 8 o'clock tonight. And we have some of the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music around the world, the old, the new, all just for you. And then we have a lot of older singers that's tuning in each and every day, sitting back listening to some of the old traditional gospel music, Fairfield Ford, the Dixie Hummingbirds, Sam Cooke, the Blind Boys, Julius Cheeks. Now, some of you might not remember Julius Cheeks, but I do. Also, we've got the one and only Staples Singers. Remember Joe Simon? Oh, my goodness. Yes. Reverend Al Green, Pastor Al Green, and much, much more. Right here, contemporary artist Kirk Franklin. We've got Donnie McClurkin. Ty Tribbett, and we could continually go on and on. But I want to remind those of you, this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., we do have a television gospel broadcast that airs out of Georgia every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a special program this coming Saturday, the top 10 video countdown of the week. We're doing a special program this week because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And many of you will be attending the church of your choice, but just remember what you're going for and what it's all about. Giving praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that died and shed it on the cross, nailing his hands and his feet for you and I, that we all may live and have eternal life. Just remember, when you go on Sunday, remember next week, Monday through next Sunday, what you went for on Sunday for Resurrection Sunday. Keep Christ in your heart each and every day as you move in this society. The enemy, the devil, and his imps, and those firing dots that he sends to try to distract you and keep you from moving forward so that you won't receive what God has for you. But I'm speaking life to all of you today, that you're the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. You are an ambassador for Christ. So today, walk with dignity. Walk with joy. Speak life out of your mouth and don't let nothing, whatever come your way, steal your joy. God bless you. We're going to get back with more great gospel music. We love you and appreciate you for tuning in. Catch the wave.
Yeah. the Lord.
Well,
and speak in unknown tongues. But later on in the week, they're cussing like a sailor. They can speak in tongues, but they can't speak to their neighbor. We'll call them a Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Yeah. Listen, you got preachers in the pulpit,
well,
that'll preach up a sweat
all day.
They'll preach a good sermon, one you won't forget. But later on in the weekday, like everything's alright,
right.
You might find that same preacher with someone else's wife, and we'll call him a Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, Sunday.
Getting ready for me.
1:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and it's always my pleasure. Thank you so much. We love you and appreciate every kind word that you share. And those of you that lock in and tune in, I just want to send my love back to you. And if I see you, please let me know that you're tuning in. All right, we are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world. This network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that's to win souls for the glory of God. And who wins souls is wise. So, no matter how you go out today, if you go out with shorts on, if you go out with a suit on, if you go out and you've been working, and some of you are mechanics, it does not matter how you look when you go out. It matters what's in your heart what counts. And, you know, there are some wax cold hearts out there, but in the name of Jesus, you can speak to that rock and break that rock and crush that wax cold heart to come forth as a kind heart when you bring forth God's word. So God's word is powerful. That's what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters. It does not matter what a man say, what he can't do, because God can do anything but fail. That's the type of God we serve. Look, I want to remind you again, tune in this coming Saturday, Resurrection Weekend. It's a special program featuring various artists. It's a wonderful setup that we're going to have this coming Saturday for the Resurrection Sunday weekend, featuring various artists. And those of you, we are coming out of Georgia. You can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. If you haven't seen me, you'll see me Saturday hosting the program. I look forward for you tuning in. Don't forget it. Mark it on your calendar. I know you may be going out to try to buy that dress or get that special hat that you're going to wear Sunday. You know, people don't do that no more. They used to. You know how everybody used to go out and go to the mall or go shopping for the Resurrection Sunday and wear that outfit into the church. And, you know, the young people don't even want to even do that. I have a grandson. I've got two. And one of them, he's 9 years of age, and he don't care about wearing a suit. These young people today, And that's why I say it got to be in your heart, the heart, the heart. That beats, you know, when the heart beats, it keeps you alive. But when that heart stops beating, then you need help. So when the heart beats, it makes a difference. When the heart beats and how the heart beats, it makes a difference. When you see different people of all different nationality, it makes a difference because you're looking at the outward appearance, but it's in the heart. To God be the glory. Thank you for locking in. Got more coming your way right here all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to Pittsburgh, North Carolina. One of my good friends, we played them yesterday. They have a CD out. We're going to play it again. And one of the hit tunes off of that CD, they're better known as the Doughty Boys. Leading this song is the father of the group, Mr. Doughty, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. The title of the song is Golden Moments.
Your golden moment won't last for so long. In just a little while, all your moments will be gone. 'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live. Your golden moment, they won't last for so long. In just a little while, all your moments will be gone. 'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live. Your golden moment,
your golden moment, won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
won't last for so long.
'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live. All over, all your moments will be gone. But just remember that God is still on the throne. 'Cause he sits high. My God sits higher. My God looks low. My God will guide you. Your golden moment,
your golden moment,
won't last for so long. Your golden moment,
your golden moment,
won't last for so long.
Your golden moment,
your golden moment,
won't last for so long.
'Cause it's up to me. It's up to you. Just try to have a good life and live in love and peace.
Your golden moment won't last for so long.
Your golden moment
won't last for so long.
Your golden moment
won't last for so long.
Your golden moment.
expecting you. Catch the wave.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds from the
what? From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From Moore's Hill. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called the deacon board and had a meeting as well as Pastor Stores. And they didn't have a meeting, and they come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is, and want you to just, I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church?
Well, that's what they come up with. Now, we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they fold.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make, is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we gonna pray for, and we're gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, thing. I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Mars Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Mars Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
You get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
Now, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids and they troubles.
Well, Sister Mayfield, where was you this past Sunday, you what now?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept, and why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Early one morning, God Because that's the way God morning, get in your feet.